Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Rich Radowski. The New Testament reading for today is from John 13, verses 1 to 20. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For he knew who was to betray him, and that was why he said, "Not all of you are clean." When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I am not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen. But the scripture will be fulfilled: he who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me. I am telling you this now before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. John tells us that Jesus, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. To the end. Hear that phrase carefully. It does not mean simply until the last minute, as though Jesus loved his disciples right up to the moment the soldiers came in the garden and then time ran out. The Greek behind those words carries the sense of completely, to the full measure, to the uttermost, all the way through. Jesus loved his own to the very bottom of love. There was nothing left over, nothing held back. And John shows us what love looks like, not in a sermon, not in a saying, but in a basin and a towel. Consider the scene. Jesus knows. He knows the hour has come. He knows the Father has given all things into his hands. He knows that he has come from God and is going to God. He knows that one of the men at the table will betray him before the night is out. He knows that the boldest of them will deny him three times before sunrise. He knows that every one of them will scatter. And knowing all of that, knowing exactly who is in the room, and what they are about to do, he rises from supper, lays aside his garments, ties a towel around his waist, and kneels down at their feet. This is the love that goes to the end. It is a love that does not flinch when it sees the worst in us. It's a love that doesn't wait for us to clean ourselves up first. Peter, scandalized, "Lord, do you wash my feet? And then you shall never wash my feet." But Jesus answers, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." The love of Christ is not optional decoration on the Christian life. It is the thing itself. To belong to Christ is to be washed by him. And here's the heart of it for us today. The foot washing in the upper room is a sign of something deeper still. In a few hours, Jesus will lay aside more than his garments. He'll lay down his life. That towel at his waist points to the nails in his hands. The water in the basin points to the blood and water that will flow from his pierced side. This is what loving to the end finally cost him, and he pays it gladly for you. So whatever you carry into this day, hear the gospel. Christ knows. He knows what you did last night and what you fear about tomorrow. He knows the part of you that you would never let anyone else see. And he has loved you, knowing all of it, all the way to the end. He has knelt at your feet in his suffering and death. He has washed you clean in the waters of your baptism. He has set a place for you at his table. You are his own, and he loves his own to the end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, grant us by your grace so to pass through this holy time of our Lord's Passion that we may obtain the forgiveness of our sins. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.